some old friends returning to the landscape after a long winter's nap, reminders for those living and recreating in bear country, next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. As bears begin to emerge from their winter dens, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department wants to remind outdoor recreationists and homeowners to take the initiative and avoid conflicts with bears. Wyoming Game and Fish Department Large Carnivore Conflict Coordinator Brian DeBolt says taking a few simple precautions can help anyone avoid a potentially dangerous encounter with a black or grizzly bear. He says we want people to stay diligent to avoid any potential bear conflicts. BearWise Wyoming on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website is a solid resource for recreationists, outdoor enthusiasts, and anyone who lives in bear country. The program provides education on how to avoid conflicts with bears and using effective deterrence measures when necessary. Now, the big thing for residents in black and grizzly bear country to remember is keeping garbage, livestock, pet feed, and bird seed properly stored and unavailable to bears. Barbecue grills should be kept clean and stored in a garage or shed when possible to limit attractants that can draw bears to areas where people live or camp. The majority of people do a good job of securing attractants away from bears, but we all can forget, so a good habit to get into is simply keeping everything unavailable to bears all the time. If you recreate in bear country, be aware of the potential for encounters. Carry a defense and be alert for bear activity. Avoiding surprise encounters is important, so hike in a group and make noise as you travel so that bears can hear you. Recognize areas of heavy bear use by knowing how to identify tracks, scat, and diggings. Areas with carcasses or scavenging birds should be avoided, as bears may stay near a carcass to defend it. Commercially available, EPA-approved bear spray can be an effective deterrent if confronted by a bear. More resources and information on reacting to confrontations with bears is on the BearWise webpage. Game and Fish strives to minimize conflicts between people and large carnivores, as well as quantifying and evaluating how situations occur. It's critical that the public notify the department if a conflict arises as soon as possible. DeBolt says in most conflict situations, bears do not interact with people. Rather, they obtain unsecured human foods, livestock or pet foods, garbage, bird seed, stuff like that. He says if we're notified quickly, the Game and Fish can take action to deter ongoing conflicts, which is good for both people and bears. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.